survive, thrive, stay alive. It's time to get prepared with the Prepping Academy podcast.
Hey, welcome to the Prepping Academy. I'm Forrest.
And I'm Tenderfoot.
Yes, you got that right. He is back. He is not buried 6 feet under.
I know. I've been traveling a lot lately.
You're a world traveler.
I literally am.
We're going to talk about that some tonight.
Yeah, and we sure can. It's a very interesting trip. And yeah, and it has a lot of prepping stuff that happened on the trip. So
whatever. Yeah. We're going to make it sound like it does.
Yeah, that's it.
So, hey, if you're listening to us for the first time, you can find us at preppingacademy.com. That's prepping with the ing, preppingacademy.com. Go and join our mailing list there so we can not send you emails. I never send emails out, but one day it's going to be important, and you're going to wish you got it. I'm not sure I've sent one this year, but now that we're off the blog talk or the prepper broadcasting, we're going to have to start telling people, because we got Glenn Tate coming up, we got Mark Goodwin coming up, Scott Hunt's coming on again, Franklin Horton's coming on. We got all these people that I've lined up.
Yes.
To do interviews.
And I'm excited because I've been reading books.
You started Mark Goodwin's book?
I did.
Which one?
I enjoyed Mark
Days of
so
Noah?
Much. Yes, Days of Noah.
And you're probably still in book one, like chapter one?
No, I am.
Because the other night you told me, I'm reading three books. I'm like.
I am reading other books as well. But no, I started this book. I'm almost done with it. I really enjoy it. I just really enjoyed the interview with Mark.
Yeah.
With all of our guys.
So you interviewed a guy, let me get this straight, that you've never read his books. Yeah. Or listened to his podcast.
You put me in that situation.
I just make these questions up as we go.
But hey, but now your show works, and he got a new fan and someone to buy his book. Yeah. So
he owes me money. That's the way I see it. I can't wait. Are you going to Heritage Life Skills?
I need to go.
You need to.
What dates?
I could probably swing you a ticket, maybe.
Okay. What dates are those again?
It's the 27th, 28th, 29th. So it's the end of the month. Last weekend.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll see if I can't work on that because he's going to be there.
Oh.
And then I can introduce you. I can introduce him to a fan that didn't know anything about him that interviewed him on the radio. So.
Hey, how many people can say they've done that?
Yes.
Hey, I will be in disguise.
I don't know much about you, but I got some questions for you. So we got a lot of big names coming up. We got a lot of changes coming. And then we got your Israel trip. Hey, guys, our show prep for this show. we usually do show prep, but it was literally less than 30 seconds. Because you go, are you getting ready to hit record? I'm like, yeah, why not? And you're like, okay, we can do this.
We can. This is going to be fun. It's either going to be good or it's going to be great.
It's going to be mediocre.
It's going to be great, man.
I'm the king of mediocrity.
No.
So, preppingacademy.com, join our mailing list. And then, the first thing let's talk about, let's talk about where we're going. Because first of all, let me tell you, I'm in Asheville, North Carolina, in an Ingles, eating in this big, I don't know, it was like a food court inside of Ingles. It was pretty crazy. I mean, I'm not sure I've ever seen a supermarket like this, like a grocery store.
Yeah.
And they had sublines, they have all these different things you can eat. So we're sitting in there, and I'm meeting with one of the members of CPN in Asheville, North Carolina, actually two members. One of them's Eric, then the other one's my Asheville leader. No, actually, I'm sorry. I got that. This was at a restaurant just last week. I kid you not. I got it totally mixed up. Edit that out. Well, we don't edit. So, but so I've never met this guy before. And he's from like somewhere up north, moving to Asheville. And I said, hey, have you ever listened to the show? And he was like, yeah, I've listened to almost all of them. I'm like, really? you're my one fan? Our one fan? He's like, I guess. But he told me, he goes, I do have a request. I'm like, what's that? He goes, you really need to be nicer to Tenderfoot. Dude, it ticked me off. What do you mean, be nice to Tenderfoot? He did. He said that.
Yeah.
Am I mean to you?
Just a little. No, you're not. You're not at all. Because we're friends, and no, this is...
Does your wife think I'm mean to you?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Not at all.
Because I'm concerned about what she thinks. Not really so much you.
Yeah.
I'm scared of her, but, not you.
You know, just like with Mark, you know, I came on your show, I've interviewed, I've been on your show, and I've never listened to your show.
Dude, I'm going to take this pen right here. I can kill a person like six ways with a pen. No, I'm kidding. I can't. But it sounds really good.
It did.
You can grab one of them fake guns behind you.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Oh, yeah. You like that?
I like that. I like how it's hot pink.
Yep. It's not pink. It's yellow. It's a dummy gun. So anyway, so some of the things. So that someone told me to be nice to you. So I'm going to try to be nicer to you, Tenderfoot. Not going to be mean. Oh, so we've kind of mentioned this before, but we're taking this to another level. We're going to actually do, not only is our podcast going to be podcast, we're going to actually video it and stream it and have a live chat room and the whole works. We're spending tens of millions of dollars on this production. Okay, maybe $1,000.
There is money involved.
So we're gonna upgrade it because we think our looks is gonna really bring people in.
You know. I help bring the show.
Our voices aren't really working, so we're hoping their looks will bring people in.
Oh yes. We're gonna be the new never mind.
the new what?
I don't know. Heart throbs of the prepping community.
Yeah. That's so you get to watch us do this because it's actually probably
more
entertaining. You gotta wear clothes. Dude, you didn't just do that. Good thing I'm blind. I didn't know that. Holy moly. You know what? We may not entertain anyone, but we entertain ourselves.
We do.
That's all that counts.
We do.
But we're going to take this to the next level. We got equipment coming. We got a streaming service coming. We got all this stuff we're putting together. Oh, and my ham shack, my radio barn, my man cave.
Not the one where you hang. Never mind.
Yeah.
Ham.
Yeah, no. Yeah. No. Why would you think that? That is going to be delivered. I ordered it.
Ordered.
And it's coming. It's a 10 by 20 by 11 foot tall building that I ordered. It's got to be finished out. I got to do a lot of work on it. They're literally going to deliver it as is. And it's not one of these sheds you buy, the side of the road. It's not one of them. They cost way too much. I'll get my 10 by 20 by 11 foot tall. It'll cost me a total of about $2,000.
Awesome.
And that's completely finished.
And that's going to be my home.
Yeah, that's finally. Where we're going
to. I finally got somewhere to lay my head.
Yeah, that's where. Yeah, I'll charge rent, but that's going to be here in a couple of weeks. We're going to configure that, and we'll make this thing make work. And so we're taking that to a new level. The whole show. The quality is going to be unbelievable. I mean, you will tell your friends and family every single time you listen to the show or watch it. If not, we'll come after you.
That's right.
We'll hunt you down.
You better. Why would you not tell others about us? You want.
When you find something so good, you just want to keep it to yourself.
Yeah. This is a fun show. How many prepping shows are this fun for us?
I'm not sure how to answer that.
Yeah.
But just a few minutes ago, you told me you were naked.
No. So. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now we're going to be seen.
Oh, yeah. So, you thought about, I'm going to say this.
Okay.
you've discussed about wearing a costume.
Oh yeah,
every single show.
I think I totally should. What do you guys think?
You're going to have to go to preppingacademy.com and let us know. But he's thinking about wearing a beard because some people don't want their face to be seen.
Right.
And especially yours.
Well, you know, I do have to protect my identity.
Why?
So.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay, you do. So you may or may not. We haven't decided. You're up in the air about that, I think, aren't you?
I'm up in the air.
We could just blur your face out the whole time.
The blue dot. Remember they used to do the blue dot?
Yeah.
Everybody watched, wasn't it court TV or something like that?
I don't know.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Big smiley face.
We're going to do that.
A different emoji every.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. Have the poop emoji. Yeah. See, you never know where our conversation is going to go. You would go for that.
Yeah. I just get to choose it. And so, hey, we are going to get on a regular schedule coming soon.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We're working through some details on that. Our agents are talking to each other.
Yeah. Well, you know, we've had some big changes with the show, mm-hmm. you know, and so, you know, we're just make sure we want to give you good quality. We wanted to bring in the new element with the video. And so, you know, it takes time. We want to do it right. And we actually got some great equipment coming. And that's what we want to do. We didn't want to just do this poorly. We want to do it good for you guys.
Correct. Well said.
Because he may not let you know this, but he does care about you.
You're lying. Yeah, I do. I want people to be prepared.
You do.
That's my goal. I mean, I've pretty much almost dedicated my last 4 years to get people prepared.
Yeah.
At my own cost.
That's
and
true.
And I'm okay with that.
You're right.
It's kind of a calling.
Yeah.
I wished I wouldn't have answered the phone. No.
And it is tough, but he does. He cares about everyone who's listening, everyone, you know, every time we have times that we get together and stuff, that's forced. And he won't tell you that, but I'll tell you that right now. On
Dude,
show.
That just, I'm going to cry.
Yeah. He is actually crying right now.
Yeah. So that was the pepper aid earlier. Just yeah. Came kind of up in my throat.
And you see, I talk nice about him. And you see how he treats me.
Well, let me just ask you this one question. Have people always had, I mean, because it's easy to make fun of you.
It is. It really is.
And you take it really well.
I do.
So has it been something your whole life you've.
I think so, except for the few guys that beat up.
Oh, okay.
That took it too far.
Okay.
But no. No.
One being your wife. No, I'm kidding. No. Oh, no, I better not.
No.
Okay. So you went on this huge trip.
Yeah, so we've talked about where we're going, and now where we've been.
Where you been.
Where I've been.
So and I didn't tell anybody where you were going, just for security reasons.
Yeah, and I never, yeah, thank
you. We have our stalkers. We know they're out there. We just, maybe.
Yeah. And anywhere you go is not 100% safe. That's why we're preppers. And definitely where I went to Israel. Okay, it is not safe. You know, the traveling's not safe. The location's not safe. You want to talk about that? And
you went to Israel with a group of people.
That's right.
And you went on I would go on the tour that you could actually like ride little buggies.
Right.
You went on the one that you like hiked everywhere.
You hiked. You had to be physically fit for this trip. Mm-hmm. And I got fit for it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I lost weight. I think I talked about that in one of the shows before mm-hmm. leaving. I mean, I've lost over 30 pounds mm-hmm. and I worked for it. And you go there and yeah, so we walk. It was an educational type thing. Went there and walked it, got to experience it. Walking through the Bible is exactly what we did. And you still didn't even scratch the surface. There's so much you could do. And there's still some other trips I would like to take. Turkey, Egypt, everything to do with that.
I have no desire to go to Turkey.
Yeah.
But my friend Joe is going turkey hunting coming up.
There you go. Oh, yeah. I saw the cam.
Oh, did you see the photos?
I did, yeah.
Of some cam shots of some turkey. So you went to Israel with a group of people. A lot of walking. What surprised you the most about, not the trip. I mean, the getting there, going through inspections, your luggage, your packing. Did anyone in your group have any red flags come up or
no.
Searched or couldn't take things on board?
No, obviously Americans are very welcomed there, but you do have to go through, their customs and stuff like that. And it's as daunting as anywhere. Like when I went to China and stuff, that was kind of crazy. They would go through everything. It's hard to say because it's hard to like compare those, for instance. But you had to go through several checkpoints. And you thought, man, I'd be done with security now. I gotta go and do this again. They're going through. I'm like, and I know a lot of this is after September 11th.
Right.
Man, if anything can get past these guys, it's on purpose.
Okay.
I just can't imagine how they're gonna get it past.
Did you walk through the machine and it scanned you?
That was in the States, right? I don't recall doing that again overseas, but a lot of pat down, search, going through everything, like five times.
Did you carry any prepping supplies at all?
This one I didn't do as much as like I did with China. I experimented.
So if the crap hit the fan and you're in Israel. Actually, not a place to be when the crap hits the fan. But.
I don't know. They are used to it. They've been living with this danger for years. I mean, and I'll talk about that a little bit more, but that's part of the story of, I met a prepper there.
Uh-huh.
And, the people were walking around. Let me say this. So I went there, and some of the people were shocked that they saw people with open carries. Uh-huh. For me, you and I, right. We were in the military. Maybe before the military, yeah, that would have shocked. Maybe. I don't know. I was in the South. I saw a little bit or whatever. But here, a lot more. What really gets you is when you see someone with, AK or M16 or whatever rifle that they had. But and you saw that. But to me, that doesn't scare me.
Mm-hmm.
That means I'm safe. If I see it,
right,
I'm safe. It's the ones that you don't see
right, that
you're not safe. And so there was a lot of that. Honestly, I think I was in a better location and a better way. Well, I just know how to survive in different situations and even while I'm traveling without even taking anything. I had my Sawyer water filter and all of that, and which you don't need it in a lot of the hotels in Israel. And so I still had it. I was still doubting. And I looked around and made sure. I was like, I'll let all these guys drink the water first and see what happens. I had certain things like that. But I didn't bring my bracelet and other stuff that I have.
Right.
Like I did last time.
You didn't pack your gun?
No. You're not going to get away with that. But
or a knife?
Yeah.
No knife?
No. I didn't check luggage.
Okay.
I do a lot of carry on. I try to pack light, and that's just what I do.
Gotcha.
But anyway, that was it was a good time, and I believe I was 100% safe. 100%.
So you traveled through all the sites. Some guys telling you about the history.
Right.
And you met this guy, and you said he's a prepper. For one, how do you know he's a prepper? Well, and then two, tell us about this guy that you just met.
Well, I want to be careful with everyone and their identity. So I'm not going to give you the full story and everything. But let's just say this person has a great repertoire. Okay.
Okay.
His resume. So he has good history there. I can say that he has taught survival.
Okay.
Okay. And they don't use the word prepper. I never even asked that question. Right. But he was telling me about, I got a shelter. But it's not just for him and his family. It's for his community. Because that's the way they think.
Okay.
And they got shelters. They've got, while we were there, there's, you know, these alarms are going off. And we're like, what is this? What is this alarm? And you're seeing people, vehicles stopping, people getting out of the vehicle and running. You're like, what's going on? And they're like, no, don't panic. They do this. It's part of training and everything at this particular location that we were at. And so that's where I found out a lot of information. And that's just the lifestyle that they have.
Huh.
They have more of a prepping mentality, you know. And you kind of teach on this, you know, the biblical references to this and being prepared and everything like that. And that's what these guys are doing. And they live the word. They know the word. They know the Torah and so forth. And they're threatened every day.
Right.
I mean, I could see Syria. You know, you can see, you know, these parts and the Gaza Strip and all of this. And so, yeah, we went through that in these areas. And so I definitely believe that he had that. I was learning survival tricks when we were walking through the desert. And he was showing us stuff, and I was like, this is great. Uh-huh. He's teaching me outside of what I went there for.
Right.
And here is there's a prepper there, you know, and this was just good information.
So was he, did he know Krav Maga, which is an Israeli?
You're right. I did not ask him that specific question. With his background,
you would think it.
Okay. Yeah.
Because that's kind of the basic thing. I mean, not the basic, but the military in Israel definitely knows, and they teach and practice it.
Well,
because there's probably more hand to hand combat as an IDF soldier than any other nation's troops.
Yeah.
Because it's hard to get your hands on guns and things because you can't get it through the gate sometimes, you know, the fence. And so they take people down all the time.
Yeah.
I've seen many videos of an Israeli just destroying someone.
Right. And you're fortunate that you just seen the videos. But,
right.
A lot of the people there are knowledgeable in this stuff because they have to join.
We have
the
listeners there.
Yeah.
You pull up our map, and we have listeners. I forgot the percentage of listeners, but...
And that's great. And that's one of the things I shared with you.
Mm-hmm.
You and I talked about, okay, I love doing this travel because I go in with a different mentality, and I'm there for one thing, but I can also learn another thing while I'm there. So I learn how to survive in different situations, live, thrive, be a prepper, prepare. What do I need? Does this apply when I go overseas, what we think of in America? And we've talked about this. You don't hear a lot about preppers outside of America. They exist. You don't see shows about it. You know, Doomsday Prepper, I don't think. They may have had something with Australia or something like that. But I don't remember anything else. And I could be wrong. I could be wrong, guys. I don't watch and read everything. Obviously, he makes fun of me here. I don't read.
Yeah, you don't read.
I read. I don't read everything that you read. I read different stuff. You know,
why would you?
That's what makes us well rounded here.
Okay.
So anyway, but that is something to consider, and you've heard me talk about that. I preach about that. Is to think outside of your box, right? You can't do the same thing you do in North Carolina. You can do in Arizona. That's you've got to be well-rounded. And so it goes for the country too. And look, man, you just pulled up the audience geography here, and we've got people literally all over the globe.
Yep.
But we don't have anybody in Greenland, but you got Iceland there.
Yeah. Norway.
Yeah.
Iceland. So we got listeners all over the world. So yeah. Canada, and then this is the weird one. The Republic of Korea.
Yeah.
3% of our listeners. That's a massive amount of people.
Yeah, it is.
From Korea.
Yeah, and you never know. Is it the... I don't know. I'm not that much into tech with this part, with the robo stuff and everything like that. But still, how did that even get triggered? And you just wonder about that. But, I mean, this is stuff to think about. And we don't want to, when we're doing our show, we don't want to just make this about where we are. We want to think about these people. And so that's one of the great things, I think, when I come back from these travels, is I talk to Forrest about this stuff. And we talk about, man, do we think like this? Are we prepared for this? What happens? You've been preparing your whole life. And when poop hits the fan, you are not where you've been preparing.
Right.
Are you just going to be a prepper and stay in one location the entire time? There are listeners here that would do that, and they're not going to go anywhere. I don't want to live like that.
Right.
And so you know, we can't neglect all of this. And so and you and I have been talking about that. And what does that look like?
And, you know, it's kind of interesting. I mean, you can see that this map is probably more blue, meaning we have listeners there, versus gray, which there's no listeners. I mean, if you take out South Africa, the continent Africa, we've got the world covered. I mean, people are listening to us.
Yeah.
All of Europe, India, China, Russia.
I'm kind of concerned about the Russia too.
Yeah. Australia.
We don't want that tied
Brazil.
In.
I mean, a lot of South Africa. But anyway.
I'm joking. Anyway, I'm joking.
You were talking, and I brought that up because I don't know if that's Americans living there.
Yeah.
Or if it's commies. I mean, Russians. I love Russians. I just don't like the Russian government.
Yeah.
We actually have a friend in Russia right now.
Yeah.
And doing a mission trip. So, so we do have friends. I mean, it is kind of, and so Israel.
You do have that. That's cool.
And
Australia, New Zealand.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we need to visit some of these places.
I visited a few, man. You know, my pocket's getting kind of light now.
Yeah. Right? South Korea. Look at that little teeny nation. No one from North Korea.
But I love, because we were talking about China, and now it's pretty much covered.
Right.
And that's great. I wish y'all would have said hey to me while I was there.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
So I have no desire. I have desire to go to Israel, but other than Israel, I have no desire to travel anywhere in the world.
Really?
Zero. Not at this point in time.
Okay.
One is, I've flown hundreds of thousands of miles.
Well, you have. You've been.
I was in the Air Force.
Yeah.
I was the guy in a C-130 with strap around me, with the back door open, with my legs hanging off, just flying over the ocean. So I'm not afraid of flying at all.
Right.
Now that I have a family, now that I think things are turning, you know, I'm a firm believer that we need to do a whole podcast on my study from end times.
I would love that. And the best time to do that is when we go to video.
Right. Because I'm a firm believer that, you know, being a Christian, that Christ has to come back before 2049. And I can prove that. And I'm not setting dates. I'm just saying he has to come back because of the Jewish calendar and the way it's set up. God gave the Jewish people the calendar. And the way it's set up, everything points that he has to come back before 2049. He could come back in 2050, technically, because that's called a super jubilee year. And he can come back in any year that's a jubilee year. And that's a super Jew, so he could come in 2050, but more than likely, I think it's going to be before then. So anyway, we need to go through that sometimes, because I've done that in, you know, I don't know. I've studied end times since literally 2000, so 18 years. I'll just say we have a mega church, right?
Yeah.
We go to kind of a mega church.
Yeah.
And when the pastor spoke a couple years ago about Revelation, he told the congregation that it was not approved by me. He used my initials.
Yeah.
And people knew exactly what he was talking about because this is, it's kind of one of my passions. Like prepping, that's kind of one of my passions.
Yeah.
And what he was saying to the congregation, in a sense, was, I know Forrest knows a lot about this.
Yeah.
But this probably doesn't, he doesn't necessarily agree with what I believe in. And I told the pastor he can be wrong about a few things.
Yeah.
He's just, he is. It's okay.
And even you and I don't fully agree on everything.
Right.
We have different thoughts.
Well, that's because you have issues.
Yes. Yeah.
So anyway, maybe we'll do a live podcast because I got charts and things I can show.
Yeah.
And I've created. And so that'd be pretty cool if I could have like a whiteboard and yeah.
Yeah, you could do that.
Yeah, we can do that.
And but now do you believe, I mean, is it okay for preppers to travel? Are you saying that we shouldn't travel at all?
Well, first of all, there's a lot of backstory to that, and I guess I'll just touch on it. I've been to 21 countries.
Okay.
I was in the Air Force. I've been to every major monument that I've been to Paris, you know, Germany, Italy. I've been to all these different places. England. I spent 6 months in England. In England. I've been to Australia. I've been to Honduras. I mean, I've been everywhere. And I just don't have a desire to go because I'm really concerned. I really think there's too much time. There's not enough time to prepare for the little time that we have left. And, you know, you said earlier that I do have a desire to train people and help people. And one of the things that we're getting ready to do is release this big software. I don't even know if you know this. I am not even sure that you know the announcement that we're getting ready to make.
Okay. I'm going to hear this.
You know what? I'm not sure you do.
Yeah.
This is kind of interesting. Do you know about it? Did I tell you about the domain name
Oh, yeah. You did tell me this.
I did tell you this?
You did tell me this.
Okay.
Yeah, I do know this.
I mean, it's coming out slowly, but it's not – the big release is not later.
We'll edit this. I'll lie. No, I don't know anything.
Okay. And so what we've done, if it's your first time listening, we've created a network in the Carolinas called the Carolina Preppers Network. And it's only for people in the Carolinas.
Yeah.
If you try to join like our Facebook site, we ask you, are you a member of the Carolinas? And we verify that. And if you're not, we don't let you become a member because it's for preppers in the Carolinas. And so we have 7,000 members. We have meetings in 19 cities every single month. Some months, like our Asheville group, they meet in a month's time, probably 5 or 6 times. So depending on the city and the city leader, there's meetings going on every single week. Our local meeting in Charlotte, it's coming up. It's on foraging. Young lady's going to teach it, you know. And so there's different leaders in each group. And I have helped a group from Texas. I've helped a group from Florida, a group from Georgia, Iowa, to kind of duplicate what I've done here in the Carolinas. 7,000 members is a lot of members. And there's a lot of communication, a lot of things that we've prepared and put together. Like our presentations are shared. Everyone has access. So if you, Asheville Guy, does a presentation, I could, you know, use that in Charlotte. And so we've created this infrastructure. So I secured a domain name called PrepperNet. Sweet.
Yeah.
I mean, PrepperNet. And we're going to create we're going to take what we've put together for the Carolinas and we're going to put it out there available for other people to do the same thing in. It doesn't have to be a whole state or two states like what we have done. The Carolinas, it's kind of cool with the Carolinas. It's kind of like one state, but we know there's a dividing line and we make fun of each other, but
yeah,
we have each other's back.
I think so. I totally agree.
Yeah.
Especially around here, the mentality.
Yeah.
Is
and
huge.
So it's kind of, the Carolinas are different than probably any of the two states out there.
Yeah.
So if you wanted to do South, well, you can't do parts in Texas because it's already been created. And we're going to help you do that. And that's kind of what we're going to do. So it'd be a kit you get and infrastructure to be able to do all the stuff that we're doing.
That is fabulous.
And that way, there's anywhere from communications to, I mean, the whole works. We've put it all together. And so we're going to release that in probably a month.
Oh, wow.
So we've got people working on different things. And
excellent.
So if you're interested, go to Prepping Academy. Send me a message.
One thing is on my mind.
Oh, no.
Would it be prepping? Wait, is it? Say it again.
PrepperNet.
Sorry. You did Prepping Academy.
PrepperNet.com. So there's nothing there.
Right oh, now. No. So you're not going to do. That's what I was going to ask. You're not going to do PrepperNet.net. That would just. Am I the only one that thinks that's cool?
Well, now that you say that, now you got to have to check it out and see if it's available.
And it's a good thing this is recorded. So by the time you hear this, it's taken care of.
Yeah. PrepperNet.net. It is taken.
Oh, it is?
Yep.
Oh, it is it.
And, oh, it's for sale.
There you go. How do you know it's for sale?
Because this is a page.
Oh, yeah. I see.
So, but PrepperNet.com.
Yeah. Which is better anyway. Yeah. I'm just being cheesy.
Yeah.
So.
So, that's what we're releasing. So, back to traveling. I just don't have a desire to go anywhere. I don't like people in general.
Yeah. Yeah.
What, you want me to travel somewhere to be around people I don't know?
I don't know. But you wouldn't advise that. I mean, you're not telling, hey, don't travel. Because you've never told me that. Travis, you need to stop.
No.
Because I still have that desire.
Yeah. You're going to die.
Yeah. And I guess I still have the sailor in me. I'm still, and my wife will tell you that. Mm-hmm. Like, she knows. I've got to let him go. I've got to let him go. He's going to go. He's going to come back and everything like that. But
yeah, I just don't have the desire anymore because I'm so conscious of what I carry on me, like my EDC.
Yeah.
You know, I always carry a gun. I carry, you know, I have my whole EDC kit that I carry. In my car, I've got a kit. I mean, I've over years, situational awareness. And if I travel, I have to like throw all that out the window.
You do. But I think that's important to tell some of our guys, to train some of our guys to think like that.
Right.
Because I don't think they do. Mm-hmm. Because that's the other thing is, yeah, you've been doing all this prepping and stuff like that, but do you think about that when you travel? You know,
right?
I think it's very important,
but
you do, but that is why so many people do stay behind. But you know, then you got people like me. You know, we're going to travel, and I want to be ready for that. But I think it makes me a better prepper too.
Right now, people like a friend of mine, he has traveled outside North Carolina for like the next 3 weeks. He's going to be traveling, and he had the chance to fly or drive. And the company gave him the option, said, we'll rent a car because it's cheaper. And it met his, so because he carries his bug out bag, his communication equipment, and the stuff he wanted to carry, he wouldn't be able to take on a plane. So, I mean, he's driving one place is about 1,000 miles.
Yeah.
And he's okay with that and he likes it. And he's going to listen to my podcast, or actually probably not. But, I mean, if I was traveling the United States, my flying days are probably over. Okay. Unless it's a helicopter ride to my retreat.
Okay.
Which I have lined up. I mean.
Awesome.
So, I'm sure my family's going to go. We'll fly some places. But I won't be happy. Yeah. I mean, it's like everything I've ever learned. I'd have to go just say, government, take all this away while I go travel to, you know, the Colorado Rocky Mountains.
Yeah. And you know, that is something to consider. But, you know, we had a show. We're not going to turn this into the travel show, but we had a travel show and we talked about these things and things to consider. What would you do? But, you know, I always like to bring it back up because I think it should stay in front of your mind and to be considering and ask questions. Ask good questions.
Yep. So anything that you, what was the biggest takeaway from your trip? When it comes to preparedness.
Preparedness. And
yes.
Okay. that is a good question. You know, I think that was the biggest thing, what I talked to you about, is that, and maybe that's just the angle that I looked at it, uh-huh. not so much of, hey, here's a good prepping technique or something like that, but to think, dude, there's preppers out there in other countries too, uh-huh. all over.
Right.
Oh, yeah. And the guy that I'm talking about would, no lie, he would take care of me.
Hmm.
Just the mentality.
He's
there.
A better man than I am.
No.
Dude, I would go, dude,
but,
see ya.
But I think he had the same heart as you two.
Okay.
He had that bomb shelter for his community. So there's a great big takeaway, right. is what you are doing, what we're doing, mm-hmm. is we care about community. You care about the people. And that's what I'm telling them right now, is that you don't do this show because you don't care. And or whatever, you know, I don't know. I just think that was really cool.
Right.
That a prepper, an American prepper. We care about our country and we care about our citizens and stuff like that. We're not some loonies and some anti-government or whatever. You know, we are patriots.
Right.
And you have patriots in other countries. And it doesn't mean that they're against another country.
Right.
That's not, because we're not. Anyway, I just think that was a big takeaway, is to look at that, is that, man, we are many.
Mm-hmm.
And we're everywhere.
That is true, because if there was ever a TV show where everyone watched, and the person said, hey, if you're preparedness and you think about these things and you put back a couple bags of rice, or you know, you're saving some money for bad times, raise your hand. I bet over 50% of Americans would do that.
Oh yeah.
But it's this mindset, I don't want anybody to know. They think I'm crazy. The government may come bust my door down.
Yeah.
If the government come and bust your door down, one, you're very bad at prepping. I mean, because, yeah. There's some secrets you got to keep. And two is, you weren't very prepared if it's all in your house.
Right.
And so, go ahead.
No.
I see you.
No, go ahead.
Got that finger going. I can tell you want to say something.
Well, I mean, I think. That does lead to this. Is that, are they doing it right?
Right, and that's where we come in.
And that's where we come in.
Yep.
And then this whole thing.
And that's where one of the things I preach, and people, even my friends don't like when I say this, but you got to have a group or a community. If not, you're going to die.
And I 100% agree.
And people are like, oh, they cringe. Oh, I just can't believe you just said that to a group of 200 people, you know, one of these conferences or something. I'm like, if you don't have a group, you're going to die. And then I make this statement here, and they hate me saying this, and it's true, though. If you have no skills, you're useless to me.
Yeah.
And if you think skills are, a lawyer or, I mean, no, we're talking skills in a crap hit the fan situation.
Right.
And if you come to me and go, hey, I can shoot a gun real well, to me, that's no skill. Everyone can shoot a gun very well.
Yeah.
I mean, a majority of people that are in this, in the prepping community, can shoot a gun real well.
Right.
So that's not, that almost is a common denominator, and that's not a skill anymore. Follow what I'm saying?
I do.
And so, if you know communications, oh, that's a skill. I'm a doctor. That's a skill. But if you don't have a skill, you're useless to me.
Yeah.
I mean, a skill that we need. Everyone always says, well, you know, I can canned food. I'm like, well, you know, my 14-year-old daughter can canned food, okay?
Yeah.
And that didn't help me after the crap hits the fan too much.
Yeah.
So anyway, but that's two statements I always make, is you gotta be useful.
Yeah.
And if you're handicapped or you're disabled, you got to be the most knowledgeable person in that group.
Yeah.
Or you're just a hindrance to the group.
Yeah.
That's why I tell people, if you're handicapped, disabled, or even young, you need to have skills and knowledge that surpass almost everyone in the group, so they want to keep you because of your skills and knowledge.
Right. Yep.
So, but don't think you're too old or too young. So,
you're just too dumb.
Too dumb. That's it. You know, I heard something the other night, and I think I've already, I'm not sure if I used this or not on the show. I heard it, and it's a guy that wrote books, and I can't remember his name. It's the old books about survival. Is it Firefox or something? You familiar with
it? Yeah, yeah.
Something. Right. I think they say that this guy made the quote, but it's an unbelievable quote. The more you have up here, meaning in your knowledge, the less you have back here, meaning in your backpack. And I thought about that. I'm like, that is so true. Do I take a tent in my bug out bag anymore? No. I can build shelter or find shelter.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
That's what I'm saying with the travel too. Mm-hmm.
The more you have up here in your brain, the less you have to carry.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that is so true.
And that's a good quote. I'll agree with that. And that's what I'm saying. And that's some of the stuff. That's another big takeaway is as I travel, I've traveled, you know, overseas to these areas, and we both have, that is a very important thing to take with you. And that's something they cannot take away from you.
Yep.
And, but just like that, and we've talked about this in the other show when we were talking about travel, is I was already able to make that connection and talk, befriend, and already bring something to the table because that's all I've got is what's on my shoulders.
Right. So in situational awareness, because, I mean, when you talk about prepping, you're talking about a crap hit the fan situation. But there are skills that you can learn that you can use every day that can be useful.
Yes.
And so, a lot of people, when I go out to eat, you know, we're all probably carrying a weapon. And so it's kind of funny, though, when we go to a restaurant, we all kind of like, who do we want facing the door? And who do we not want facing the door? Because some people's situational awareness is higher than others.
Yeah.
We know everyone's probably got a firearm on them. And we're like, and we kind of jockey and then, and then sit down and it was like, okay, we're all comfortable with this, you know. but situational awareness is something that can save your life. It's something everyone needs to work on.
Yeah.
That is a prepping skill.
It is.
And every time I go into a restaurant at this point, every time someone walks into the restaurant, every time someone walks by me, I don't physically think about what's going on, but it does compute in my head. Okay, what's that guy wearing? Okay, he's good. I mean, it's just natural.
Yeah.
And so at the church we attend, I sit in a strategic spot.
You do.
Every Sunday. And anytime someone, depending on how the row is, sometimes somebody's right behind me. And then sometimes they're kind of inside me, so they don't really, they don't have to look by my head to see the stage.
Yeah.
But just a couple weeks ago, this guy goes, "Man, are you looking for someone?" I said, "Yeah,
nice.
Someone." And it's just training in time. But yeah, because my head is on a swivel. I'm just kind of looking around, and a lot of people just think I'm looking for other people, but I'm scoping the place out, scoping people. And so anyway,
and I can always weird. I'm see weird. Him. I'm in a strategic place too, but yeah. I can't say. We want to keep that.
Yeah. You want to keep that?
Keep that a secret.
Yes,
but I can see you.
That's weird.
If you ever look for me,
all the time. So,
and I can't wait till our eyes meet. And then we just...
No. Okay. Dude. Oh. What is wrong with you?
Oh.
I'm going to be in a barn with you.
Oh, I'm going to wear clothes there, too.
Dude, my phone is going nuts while we're sitting here.
You would think we're live right now.
Yeah. So anyway, so we got new things coming down our way. We've got, I don't know, 5 minutes left or so, but we got new things, exciting things. You're going to see our faces. Well, at least my face.
You never know. Yeah.
Well, my face is out there. I speak at all these events. You do. And I use that same photo that my wife, when I sent it, she goes, don't send that one. And I'm like, well, let's come up with a different one. She never gave me a different one. So I sent that one. She's like, I can't believe that's the photo you used. But anyway.
The one with pink hair.
You know, I'm speaking a lot less this year, though. That's good. Last year kind of rode. I mean, it was nuts.
Yeah.
It was like 14 different places.
You could speak a lot more if you wanted to and if you had the time. You could.
I'm going to do the video. We're going to take this podcast to another level. And we talked about, I'm so excited about doing a 24-hour live video broadcast.
Yes. So now that you put it out there, we've got to do it.
We got to do it. I'm talking 24 hours straight. And it'll all be recorded, and you can go back and play. But if you watch live, we're going to give away millions and millions of dollars worth of stuff.
Yes. And we do. Now I don't want to be on the show. I want to listen to the show for that.
I have $1 billion bills. You've seen them?
You do. Yeah. Yeah.
Is it Zimbabwe? I think it's Zimbabwe. They're $1 billion bills. We'll give some stuff.
You brought it like
that. And I can, Sawyer would give me some stuff to give away. And so we would give away some stuff, yeah.
Yeah, Sawyer has to give stuff because it's who I take when I travel.
Yeah.
They're definitely always with me when I travel.
Who you travel with? Sawyer.
Sawyer, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But so we're gonna do that. We'll do that live 24 hours. That would be awesome. And have just different guests, calling guests. I guess it'd be kind of hard to have people calling it like 1 or 2 in the morning.
Why not?
Yeah, I guess.
They're listening.
Yeah, we can do it.
That's going to be fun.
We'll do it.
We're going to do that. And we've even got some more ideas because of this. We talked tonight. But anyway.
We do?
I just like to
I don't have many ideas.
I just like to entice them.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we're planning big, big things.
Well, no, I'm serious. You remember the conversation we had?
Yes.
Concerning it. Yes. So. We are. We're planning big, big things.
Okay. On this table, though, half of it's mine and the other half
and
yours.
I'm all owner.
You just went across the line, man. You can't do that.
I'm not waving a knife like you.
I look, and his hand is like across the table right in front of me. I'm like, whoa, what are you?
Hold my hand.
Fars. You're in the Navy. I'm a guy. So not a lot of prepping stuff on this show, but hey, you got to get to know us a little bit. On the next show, we'll have a topic.
Yeah. Well, but I think this is good for us to do sometimes. They need to know who we are and the things. And it did have some great insights.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Everything we do is awesome.
It is. It is. It really is.
So the last few shows, though, I mean, I did one on putting together groups because you've been like, people thought you were dead.
I know.
I mean, Kyle disappeared.
Yep. And then I disappeared.
And then you disappeared.
But I keep coming back.
I keep putting dirt on you and you keep digging back.
But the thing is, you never know who I am. They don't know who I am. And they're never going to find out.
You know, if they listened, they could put a few things together.
They could put it together.
But that's a lot of shows they would have to listen to. Because we have made mistakes.
Yes, we have made mistakes.
You even made a mistake
one time. I did. I gave away the big one.
You gave away something, and I gave away something once.
Yeah.
So they.
But that's what makes it exciting, because now you're going to go try to listen and try to figure out who I am.
Yeah.
And just because you see me doesn't mean that's me.
What?
When I get on video.
Oh.
Dude, when we go on video.
I'm thinking Twilight Zone. What?
Yeah.
Make I see dead hurt. People.
Okay. All right.
But, hey, but you can catch us at preppingacademy.com. Preppingacademy.com. Hey, and then if you're interested in starting a group and all that, we're putting all that together. You can check out the site called, I mean, it's the worst site ever. It's called CarolinaPreppersNetwork.com. We don't have any of the stuff on there right yet. We have a team of like 10 people are helping me do stuff. And I actually, tonight, asked people to help me to do stuff. And I got, like, so many responses on Facebook. I've got 10 right now people that have responded about how they, and I got even people messaging me about it. Right here. Look at all these people wanting to help me.
And he just asked me to make them look good.
Yeah.
So, that's it.
So,
it's not live, so don't read it.
Oh, yeah, it's not live. So,
and we keep thinking we're live sometimes.
I know, because we always do live. We're recording the show in an underground bunker that's undisclosed to everyone.
Yep.
We didn't even know where we were going. So we will be live, though, coming up.
Yes.
But still, go to preppingacademy.com. You can contact us there. Send us an email. And Tenderfoot is alive. I was nicer to you. Maybe not. Maybe I was pretty hard on you tonight.
And I was rough on you, too.
Yeah. But you said some sweet things.
I did. I did. And then I tried to hold your hand. That's why I had my hand.
I don't know what that was going on.
No, I didn't.
Prep it and join our mailing list. Hey, go to iTunes and Google Play. Like our podcast, even if you don't. Just do me a favor and just say in the comments, it's the most amazing podcast you've ever heard in your life. And if you do that, if you give us 5 stars on iTunes and you say it's the most amazing podcast I ever heard, everyone in the world should listen to it, I'll send you a gift.
Oh.
Ooh, that's a bribe, isn't it? I'm not under that. I mean, I'm not above that.
Yeah.
I don't mind bribing people.
So if I do that?
I mean, Hillary does it. No, you can't do it.
Because you know who I really am.
Your wife can't. Okay, if you're in the Carolina Preppers Network, well, no, I'll open that to anyone. Because this is the very end. That means you've had to put up with a lot of crap. And if you do that, send me a message on Prepping Academy, and I will send you like a Sawyer water filter or something like that.
Yeah.
Something of value.
Send them a picture of me.
No, I'll send them a Sawyer water filter. That's one of my sponsors. You mean... I got so many comments right now.
I know.
Photo of you. So, what else? I mean,
I do set myself up. But I do that. And that's why,
anyway. We got 1 minute. Anything you want to say that's profound?
That was dead air. Okay. No. I'm looking forward to the exciting things that are ahead. And guys, just do share, do get the word out. And then just stay up to date. Go and look for the updates. You're gonna see it soon. It's gonna be great.
Okay, that's it. That's our show. I'm Forrest, and we got Tenderfoot here.
Tenderfoot
and preppingacademy.com. We'll see you next time.
See you guys.
Thanks for listening to the Prepping Academy podcast. Preppers unite at www.preppingacademy.com.